Nearly 300,000 displaced civilians are being held in government-run camps in northern Sri Lanka, which independent observers have described as desperately overcrowded, with shortages of water, inadequate sanitation facilities, and little or no access to proper medical care. The government says it is holding the civilians in the camps as it screens them for links to the defeated rebels and plans to return the bulk of the civilians to their homes by the end of the year. Irene Lagan spoke with the Bishop of Jaffna, Thomas Savendire Nyagam, who says the infrastructure of his diocese has been destroyed and people across religious lines are looking to the church for consolation in a desperate situation.
The government did not expect such a large number of civilians to be displaced as a result of this war. Resettling them in their own places means they have first to clear landmines. All these districts have been sown with landmines. A very, very high-tech war took place, and a lot of places are destroyed. Therefore, there are no houses. Therefore, the resettlement of these people, of 285,000 people, is going to take time. Most of my diocese is now in this situation because the civil district of Klinachi and Mulati, which had a large population of Catholics, is entirely now have been wrecked. There are no people in these two civil districts. All the churches destroyed, and there are no priests in this area. And the people are also, they are in camps because they are displaced.
Are people able to find some source of encouragement or hope?
Well, they have been repeatedly displaced due to this war. Therefore, they have become very poor, and they depend on the government for their daily needs. The church also, whatever possible we are doing, and the church is their consolation. Especially when we say Mass, there is no churches and all this in these IDP camps. We just say Mass under the trees. Lot of people come for this Mass. Not even Catholics, even Hindus, they come for this Mass because they feel that in coming together and praying for some, a little moment at least, gives them consolation. Therefore, these people, the consolation they have at the moment, that which helps them going, is religion. And mostly these people are religious. And we are also trying our best to be of service to them wherever we are able to approach these people.